Well, hey, real estate fans, Alice Lehman here, broker John L. Scott with another edition of the weekly podcast. And we have a super exciting one today because we have just got some validation of what we've been experiencing in the field in Southern Oregon. And that is a surprising amount of new listings coming forward. And it's still not enough, so don't get me wrong, but it was so exciting to see this graph come from Keeping Current Matters. It's actually a compilation of Realtor.com, but it was presented through the KCM website. And you can see that we have a normal seasonality trend, especially in Southern Oregon, because we have seasons. But you can see that normally in the fourth quarter, the fall and winter, things quiet down a little, the number of listings go down. And you can see the trend from 2017 to 2019. Those are the gray and blue lines, definitely seasonal. We see that in 2020 and 2021, that was a break in the normal pattern. And now we're looking at 2023, and the projection, the solid black line going into 2023 through 2024 is a high level of activity. And that's what I've been saying to buyers and sellers. It's almost like we're finally having our spring and summer sales season, but it's happening in the fourth quarter. It started happening right around school, school starting, and it's just kept up ever since. So when this happens, because it doesn't happen very often, we only have just a handful of times in the last 15 or 20 years, it is the beginning of a new trend. And so, well, it was at least in the past. So we're hoping that that is the case. And again, and when I look at the listings that I'm taking that are getting prepared to come out in first quarter, and in some cases, second quarter, 2024, it's a lot of volume. So what does that mean to us as buyers and sellers and investors in Southern Oregon for the next handful of months? Well, if you're a buyer, phew, there'll be more to choose from. And this means watch for this inventory to create even more inventory, because there's a bunch of people sitting on the sidelines, yes, with that crazy low interest rate, but they want to move. They want to sell, but they have a house to sell and they haven't found the house they want yet. It's not worth packing up all your stuff and going through all the rigmarole of moving if you can't get something that makes your life better. It's got to be worth it. It's got to be worth the sacrifice. So there's a bunch of people sitting on the sidelines in Southern Oregon. So look for this new trend to create even more volume in new listing inventory. So it's going to be great for the buyers. But the predictions are, sellers, listen up, still not enough. So if you put your house on the market right now, you have very little competition. Even though the competition is getting bigger and more, still not very much. What the predictions are saying is that even in first and second quarter next year, probably still not enough listings to fill all the needs of the buyers that we have presently looking in Southern Oregon, but it will be more competition than it is now. Okay. So we're going from really not enough, really scarce, to a little bit more, to a little bit more than that. But we'll have to see what happens in the second half of 2024. A lot of world events in the process. They do affect our financial markets. They also affect how people feel about buying and selling here in Southern Oregon. But at least for the next 3 to 6 months, we're looking for more choices and a more stable market. Yay. In the meantime, give me a call, give me a text. My number is 541-301-7980. And let's talk about what you want to do next. With more inventory on the market, it might be the time to invest. Maybe you don't move. Maybe you have a little bit of some down payment. You can get a rental. Maybe you take some money out of the house that you have and you fix it up and stay there, make it more comfortable. Maybe you sell and you get something different. It's just sometimes not worth fixing up your house when you find a house that you really like. And if you're downsizing and going in with family or some kind of assisted living, let's talk about that and let's get in front of it and structure it so that it's as least chaotic as possible. Also, just a reminder, this time of year, you're going to be with friends and family. Good time to talk about your estate, your directives, Have you made changes to your will? Do you need a trust? Did you have a baby? Did you lose somebody dear? Did you buy or sell something? All these questions are really great to ponder during the holiday season. Who do you want to take care of things if you can't? Get all those questions answered and get it in writing. And we should do this like every few years because our life changes. So just another reminder, this is a good time to talk to people about your wishes and get it in writing. Okay, enough of that. Have a beautiful rest of the Southern Oregon week. We'll see you next time. Hug those you love. Bye now.